Time to put one up on the green, as it were, and our guest is Lowell Weaver. He is the general manager of the beautiful Medalist Course near Marshall on End Drive, not too far from Cornwall. Good to have you with us.
Good morning.
The last few days, I can't imagine how frustrating it must be for the golfers that have come and enjoyed the Medalist, get out there and play and put the ball up into that wind we've had for literally the last week.
Yeah, when they're playing downwind, they love it.
Oh, yeah, when it's at their back, yeah.
Into the wind and crosswind, yeah, it's kind of tough. So one of the things that we talk about with the when you're playing into the wind, the tendency is to try to swing harder, try to hit it further because you're hitting into the wind. But actually, the harder you swing, the more spin it puts on the ball, which will knock it out of the air. So really, when you're hitting into a wind, hit more club. Don't hit it quite as hard, and you'll find that the ball go a lot further and bore through the wind instead of falling out of the air.
I would think that would be the natural tendency, thinking I got a 20-mile-an-hour wind coming at me. I'm really going to have to whack this thing to get any distance. And like you say, then you wind up putting it in the wind, and it winds up coming back towards you.
Yeah, it's funny because you see people do that all the time, just swing out of their shoes, and the thing just goes straight up in the air and just comes straight back at them when it's coming down.
Yeah. We want to talk about a really special offer the Medalist is going to be sharing with our listeners. But first, I want to get to this week's question, and I got a kick out of this because it dovetails right into last week's tale of woe from the Smith family. They go out golfing with Pops, and Pops spends all afternoon looking for balls. Says, heard you talking about the father-in-law that slices into the weeds all day. Same problem here, except it's a hook. My father-in-law almost nailed a guy last week. He's not the kind of guy you can tell anything to, but any advice on how we can help him with that hook? Personally, I just think he's trying to kill the ball all the time. And if I remember correctly, we kind of looked at that question, and you as a pro, really, that's not something that you can diagnose just from this information. You've really got to watch him, don't you?
Yeah, there are so many causes of different shots. One guy might hit a cut because of the fact he swings inside out, outside in. Could be the way his weight shifts. There's so many different things. You actually have to see the golfer and look at their swing and then try to figure out what's going on.
Now, he mentions tries to kill the ball all the time. Another symptom, another possibility?
Yeah, anytime I say you're swinging out of your shoes, but yeah, the reason why I say that is because you're off balance. You're trying to kill the ball. And the main thing about the golf swing is you need to be on balance to have a good golf swing.
I knew friends for many years that just excelled as baseball and softball players. And they would hit the links and try to take that baseball and softball, you know, that whole turning of the body and this and that. And they lost a lot of balls. They went a mile, but they lost a lot of balls too. On that, what this sounds like is we have a couple of weeks of individuals who really could use some lessons, some help, some time with a pro. Is that something that we offer at the Medalist?
We actually do. This year we signed on with the Kendall Academy. We have Mike Sullivan, who works with the Kendall Academy. He'll be down to our facility a couple days a week giving lessons. The Kendall Academy is one of the best in the state. They're based in Ann Arbor at Grand Valley State. They also have one, I believe, in the Detroit area. But they're very well known, and they do a great job.
Well, Ron Jessup from Olivet sent us in this question. And Ron, Pops may not listen to you, but he might listen to a trained expert. Father's Day's coming up. That would honestly be a pretty impressive Father's Day gift, a few lessons.
Yeah, if he accepts that, it sounds like he's not real sure about getting. But if it's a gift to him, then he's going to use it. And I think definitely if you're struggling, you go see a PGA pro and you just get it looked at and see if it's something that can make it more enjoyable for you while you're out on a golf course.
I think sometimes golfers are amazed, or anybody who needs some help, are amazed with just a few simple tweaks, modifications, what an improvement that would wind up making in your game.
Yeah, sometimes, like you said, it's simple. Sometimes it's within 3 minutes you can tell somebody their grip or something they're doing with their swing that just it just clicks in their head. Sometimes it takes quite a bit longer, but depends on what they're trying to strive for and what they're trying to achieve. And I think usually if they go to a PGA Pro and get some good lessons, they'll at least see some improvement.
Are they expensive, golf lessons?
No, not typically. I mean, it's less than a round of golf usually.
Okay.
And if it's going to make the next round of golf more enjoyable, it's worth it.
There you go. Makes it a good investment. You have an amazing deal you want to extend to our listeners at your website.
Yeah, if anybody that's listening to the show, if you just go to themetalist.com/freegolf, you get a free round of golf to come out to play the Metalist Golf Club.
I hope you heard that. themetalist.com/freegolf. And if you're a listener of this program, you're going to play around on the Metalist.
Sure. We'd love to see you.
Oh, absolutely. Well, I bet our listeners will love to take you up on that. We'll look forward to talking with you next time. We'll have more questions, and we'll put another one up on the green, all right?
All right, sounds great.